Thank you for calling Igamos Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Sandra. My name is Anthony Tremarco. I called you guys maybe about 2 months ago to change over a credit card. I no longer have a certain credit card. And I just now got a message from that credit card that was declined, you know, from a charge from you guys. So I know I spoke to somebody two months ago to switch all my models, because I have a few of them with you guys, over to my a different credit card. This one was on the EMC Mustang.
Would you happen to have that account number?
No, because I'm just going by the email I got from the
Can I have the phone number associated with your order?
315-402-2860.
And I'm sorry, so you're breaking in and out. Could you repeat that for me?
I'm sorry, 315-402-2860.
Okay, that's 315-402-2860.
Correct.
Thank you. Let me place you on a brief hold while I locate that account for you. Thank you for calling for me, sir. Now, that phone number pulled up a lot of accounts. Which one are you calling in reference to?
Well, I called 2 months ago to get all my accounts switched over to a different credit card. So I'm the EMC Mustang. I just got an email from the credit card company that, you know, that you try to put a payment through that card, and that I don't no longer have that card.
Okay, let me push on a brief hold and pull up the account for the Mustang. Hold on just a second. System's loading that account. Thank you for honing.
No, it's okay. Which is kind of strange, because last month, this same car, I got the parts for it, and it did, you know, this card was not charged, so I don't know why it went back to this card.
Thank you for honing for me. Can you verify the name and address on the account?
Anthony Tremarco, 111 Walnut Street, Apartment 4, Fulton, New York, 13069.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. And it shows this is for the Mustang Eleanor buildup?
Probably. It's the only Mustang that I have with you guys.
Okay. Well, it shows that a reship request was sent to the warehouse for you today. Doesn't have any notes on here about your car. What's the client? Let me flash on a brief hold so I can pull up some more notes.
Okay.
Thank you for honing for me, sir. When it pulls up some more notes, it does show that that car was declined. But you said you had changed your credit card information?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not allowed to give you the four digits, the last four digits, but you can tell me what they are. I'll let you know if that's the car we have on there.
Okay, the new card or the old card you want?
The old card, so we can see if maybe this account didn't get changed.
Let me see that. I don't know if I even have that card anymore. I might.
Now, it does show that it was a Discover card, but I'm not allowed to give you those last four digits.
Yep, 7475.
Yes, sir. That's the card that they tried to charge you today. You needed to update that, or you said that you thought you had changed it?
That card's no longer valid. I don't know why that card's even on file, because I think I called to change these cards before I even ordered the Eleanor, but... Okay, so let me give you the new card number.
Go ahead.
You should have this on file with all my other. I want all my models on this card.
We're going to have to pull up each individual account. You're going to have to give me that credit card number for each account. So you can go ahead and give me the number for this one, and we can go from there.
But this is what I did 2 months ago. This is exactly what I did 2 months ago.
Well, we had checked the other accounts, sir, because evidently this one didn't get changed for you. So what's that new card number?
Okay, so it's 5142-3000-2964-0184.
Thank you, sir. Now, for security purposes, we need you to repeat that card number.
5142-3000-2964-0184.
And what's the expiration date?
Oh, yes. 0323.
Thank you. Let me place you on a brief hold while the system updates that information for you.
Okay.
Thank you for holding it for me, sir. Now, the system updated the credit card information on this account. Let me place you on a brief hold and pull up another account for you so we can check.
So is that piece going to be automatically reordered at Eleanor?
Yes, sir. No, sir. They'll attempt to charge you again either Friday or next Tuesday.
Friday or next Tuesday, okay.
Yes, sir. Let me place you on another hold and pull up another account for you. Okay, with your phone number, it shows the next account is the Mercedes Goldwing. You needed to change the credit card on that account?
Well, what's the credit card that I show on there?
I'm not sure, sir. I have to pull the account up. I was just asking.
Yeah,
I was telling you. Yes, sir. Hold on just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for holding it for me, sir. And I pulled up the Mercedes Goldwing, same name and address. It shows that it has that credit card already on this order.
Okay, let me ask you a question because I didn't get anything from that model since January. Everything's still on back order on that? That's, we're already, so since the last time I got anything for that model was in January.
Let me check for you, sir, because usually if something is out of stock, it would give us a message. Let me check for you. Thank you for holding it for me, sir, and it does say that issue 30 is out of stock. That's why you hadn't received anything.
Okay.
Now, you can always skip issue 30, and they'll start sending you what they do have in stock, but you would have to call us to unskip it. The system just won't unskip it when the item came in the stock.
But the problem with that is sometimes the issues are built on other issues, and you can't, you know what I mean? You can't skip ahead.
Yes, sir.
You can store the parts at your house, and then when it comes in, you'll have it all, but that doesn't make any sense. So I just wait.
Yes, sir. Let me pull up another account. Place you on another hold.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next account I have in line is for the Nissan GT-R. System's loading that account for you.
Okay.
Thank you for holding it for a minute. It shows that Nissan GT-R, same name and address. It has the card that you just provided on this order already.
Thank you.
Let me find another account for you. Place you on another hold. Thank you for holding it for me, sir. And Next order it pulled up was for the Jeep Willys MB build up. It has that card on file already.
Okay, and then the last one, and again, I haven't got anything back. I haven't got anything from them since January either, was the American Classics. I don't know what's going on there.
What's American Classics? The American Cars, is that the name of it? Because that's the next one I see here.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, sir. It shows that account is canceled. Let me pull it up for you. Thank you for honing for me, sir. And yes, sir, shows this as American Cards. Shows that account was canceled.
Why was that? I never canceled.
It was canceled because the card was declined. It shows the card was declined, and then it said change credit card info. But then it shows the account was canceled. Let me see if I can get someone else on here for you. Hold on just a second.
One minute.
Thank you for honing for me, sir. The system automatically canceled that account for you because the program has been discontinued by Eagle Mouse.
Which is crazy because I got part of one model.
Yes, sir.
It comes in two shipments, and I got part. It comes in two shipments. I got one shipment of one model, and that's the end of it. I don't know what I'm going to do with that part, which I paid for.
Yes, sir. Which shows that collection has been canceled by Eagle Mouse. That's why you hadn't received anything.
Well, shouldn't I get a credit for that half
I'm
model
not
that
sure, sir. They don't give us that information. It didn't even inform that they had canceled this account. I only found that out when I pulled up the notes for you. Now,
when
they discontinue a subscription, they send you an email to let you know that. You never received anything?
No. I never got an email from you guys. I don't get emails from you guys at all for some reason, even when anything's being shipped. I do not get those emails anymore. I used to. I haven't got them now in a while. The only way I know that I'm getting something shipped is I see that you take it out of my bank account. But I don't get the emails from you guys that has been shipped.
But yes, sir, it shows the account has been canceled by Eagle Mouse, so they won't be shipping anything else out with that.
The problem I have with the same, though, is I got half of a model that I paid for, what am I going to do with it? I think I should get credit for that.
Well, I could transfer you over to a supervisor because I'm not allowed to give you any kind of credit. So hold on just one second. Let me notate your call for you.
Okay.
Still notating that call for you, sir. Thank you for honing. I'm almost done notating that call. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your patience, sir. I have that call notated for you, and I get you over to a supervisor for assistance.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. Please hold the line.